Look, it's been largely the same situation as it was yesterday, running battles in the streets. But this time, it seems that the anti-government supporters have got the upper hand. Where we woke up to the sound of gunfire, and the shots were being fired at the anti-government protesters, so quite a number of them were killed. It looked like that might mark the end of this process, that the pro-government forces had got the upper hand. Then by this morning, the satellite broadcast point that we broadcast from for the 6:30 and 9:30 news yesterday, it was overrun by pro-government supporters and smashed up. You'll be aware that the pro-government supporters are extremely angry with particularly the international media for the way they have covered this crisis. All of that led us to believe that the government forces were gaining the upper hand. And then this afternoon, masses of anti-government supporters started to leave Tahrir Square and come out onto the main roads and take on these pro-government people. And there was pitched battles. It looked more like a civil war than anything else. And yet again, the army stood by. And basically, and amazingly, despite everything that's been thrown at them, these anti-government protesters are not giving up, and they have forced the pro-government people to retreat. The streets tonight, it's 10:30 at night here in Cairo, the streets are quiet again. It's amazing. I mean, obviously, there's still thousands of people in Tahrir Square, but the anti-government people seem to have disappeared. And all of this has happened at the same time as the Prime Minister here has been on television. The Vice President's been on television, the Prime Minister apologising for the violence, promising an investigation, the Vice President promising reforms and inviting the Muslim Brotherhood to talks. It is so fluid and so surreal, it's quite hard to just work out exactly what is going to take place. We're into Friday now, and Friday prayers. After Friday prayers, the anti-government protesters plan to march on the presidential palace to force President Mubarak to stand down. That could be another major flashpoint in this whole crisis. No one knows how it's going to turn out, but within the last hour or so, ABC America has got an interview with President Mubarak, who's basically said he's fed up and would like to go now, but he won't go now because he fears the Muslim Brotherhood will take over. And President Mubarak has said he is distraught by the protests that have been taking place, and he doesn't want to see Egyptian fight an Egyptian.
Has the government or any representatives from the government come out and distance themselves from what people are saying are hired goons, if you like?
Well, yeah, I mean, they deny that they've been paying for these protesters to come out, but the anti-government people have basically, every time they've attacked these people and caught them, They've gone into them, and on many, many occasions they've found police identification cards on these people. They've found people who have said that they've been paid to be here. Of course, the government denies that it has anything to do with it, but that doesn't seem to be the evidence on the ground. Maybe there is some speculation tonight that maybe they feel that they've got the strategy wrong, that the violence over the past few days is not the solution to this problem, and that is why the people have disappeared from the streets tonight. Maybe they've pulled the money away. They've stopped paying them. Who knows? But it's possible. It's possible that they just think we need to adopt a less confrontational strategy to try and solve this problem.
Yeah, we'll certainly have to wait and see how that pans out. But can you tell us, Brian, there's also talk of journalists being evacuated. What's the deal there?
Oh, we have had a chaotic day on that front here. We returned to our hotel this morning to find loads of journalists checking out. The hotel that we're at is the hotel that most journalists are at. It's certainly the hotel that all the Australian broadcast journalists are at. A state of panic went through this hotel earlier on today. We were getting told that they were under pressure not to allow us to continue to extend our bookings, that they were under pressure to get us out. And then at one stage, the entire hotel was surrounded, firstly by all the mobs fighting each other, and then by these government goons looking up at us, demanding that we don't film from the balcony. They've stopped us filming from the streets, of course,